Hi, I'm Lee Rosenbaum. I write for the Wall Street Journal and my Culture Girl blog, and I'm here today to talk about Monica Sosnowska's incredible new piece at Hauser & Wirth. It's a snake-like, twisted, convoluted framework which is inspired by Mies van der Rohe's very famous Lakeshore Drive apartments in Chicago. It has the same architectural I-beams and the window frames and even the window handles that one might see in such a building without the glass curtain wall that comes along with that framework. But she takes that and makes it into a very sculpturally complex work, which is almost snake-like to me. It reminds me a little bit of Anselm Kiefer's sort of ruined, long serpent-like piece at Mass MoCA that I loved. I don't think she was inspired by it. She was really somebody who works at the intersection of art and architecture, and so she really hits me where I live. I love both of those fields. And it's a work you have to, it's a huge, monumental work, one must say. It was made specifically to fit into Hauser & Wirth's really monumental new space that used to be a roller rink, and you can still see where the roller rink was along the border. You really have to experience it by walking the full length of it, looking inside, looking in the center of it, and it keeps changing and making new forms and evoking new images in your mind. She takes the framework of three stories of a building, and then she twists it and folds it upon each other, making a complex pattern drawing in space. I love it, as you can hear. And it's one of the first new shows of the Chelsea season, and we're starting off with a bang.
She's a Polish artist, and yes. I understand a lot of her work is a commentary on, like, space and politics. Like, she's basically taking a building and twisting it.
Well, yeah, I mean, part of it has to do with what's going on in Poland, with some things being destroyed, some things being built. And again, Kiefer did similar things with Germany, with ruins in Germany after the war. I find that there's a kind of intersection between those two, although I asked the gallerist here and he didn't think that she was directly inspired. But I think it's the same kind of mentality of people who have grown up in areas where there is that kind of flux and changing of the architectural landscape. And here she's taken part of the architectural landscape and made it her own creation.